This podcast is about my post of 24th October 2021 on my website traveler.in. Visit the site to read it online. Bodhnath, Kathmandu, the largest stoop in Nepal. We jostled with the crowds in a narrow passage to reach Bodhnath stoop, the largest Buddhist stoop in Nepal. It is a part of Kathmandu Valley, a joint UNESCO inscription spread over Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Patan. With a diameter of approximately 100 meters and a height of 36 meters, its first glimpse leaves you gaping open-mouthed with awe. Its gold-plated yasti or spire glitters bright and makes your eyes blink. The all-seeing eyes painted on the four sides on the base of the spire symbolize awareness, and their gaze follows you as you go around its perimeter, soaking in the bustle and belief. The stoop is built in the shape of a mandala to replicate the Gyantse of Tibet, with countless monasteries sprinkled around it. That makes Bodhnath the center of Tibetan Buddhism in Nepal. Bodhnath, legend and history. King Manadeva in the 5th century CE or King Shivadeva in the 6th century CE built the original structure. Over the following centuries, elements buried it. In late 15th or early 16th century, excavation revealed a mound where they found the bones of the 7th century king Amshuvarma. Legend has it that while constructing a traditional stone drinking water fountain, Dhunge Dhara, in the palace where Narayanhiti, or residence of king before the 2006 coup that is now a museum, stands today, they found no water. An astrologer recommended a human sacrifice of a male with 32 lakshana or 32 perfections. Only the king and his two sons fitted the bill. The king, Vikramaditya, nominated himself and ordered one of his sons to conduct the sacrifice. During the sacrifice, his head flew and landed where Sankhu Vajrayogini temple stands today. Heavy-hearted, the son climbed atop Vajrayogini and cast off a chicken, determined to build a stoop where the chicken landed. Sure enough, that is where he built Bodhnath stoop. Bodhnath and 2015 earthquake. The April 2015 earthquake that shook Nepal inflicted heavy damage to the stoop, cracking its spire. As a result, the authorities removed the structure above the dome and the relics it housed. They completed the task by October 2015. It took another year to reconstruct the spire. The private donations from Buddhist groups and volunteers bore the total cost of over $2.1 million and over 30 kilograms of gold. During my visit here on New Year Day of 2020, the stoop looked good as new. Circumambulating believers, devotees lighting butter lamps, and travelers hunting for souvenirs were back. The surrounding rooftops, restaurants brimmed with coffee or beer sipping onlookers taking in the glorious view. I found out from the locals that whether you take an early morning or evening stroll around the dome, Bodhnath is always full of life. As I spent a few hours there, I vouch for that claim. Next time you are in Kathmandu, visit Bodhnath. It guarantees to deliver contrasts ranging from peace to buzz and more. Pin these images full of life.